Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Last night had the opportunity again to be on PA Live on Channel 28, 4 o'clock in the afternoons. And the night before, I get a text from Haley Bianco, and she's like, "Hey, can you cook something on the show too? Because they do a cooking segment."
That must have really been desperate yesterday.
Well, they were really desperate because they went to me. And I was telling you, you're like, "Why are you making a meatloaf of all things?" Like, I'm pretty good at making meatloaf and, you know, spaghetti and meatballs and chicken soup and, you know, different things like that.
Yeah.
Comfort food. So that's my thing. And you said you can't go on and make a full meatloaf.
But next week is Thanksgiving, so no one is thinking meatloaf.
Yeah. So you said, "We're going to come up with a better idea for you."
Right. My options for you were either stuffing, because you always talk about how you make great stuffing.
I do make great stuffing.
Or make the meatloaf into appetizers. Wrap them in bacon and do something fancy. Put them on a little skewer or a toothpick.
Yeah, all about that. Yeah, yeah. I sort of did what you said. I don't know if you saw the finished product of how it looked.
I saw it quickly. I had it on in the background, and I had a screaming toddler in the kitchen.
So we called it mini meatloafs, where, you know, we just made, like, eight of them. They were a little tiny. Basically, it's a meatball that's shaped more like a little meatloaf.
A log, like a little log.
Yeah. And then took bacon, and I just put, like, an X strip, because the idea you gave me looked like too much work, because it was real thin strips.
What do you mean,
and it was
where you had to just wrap it around?
Correct. So I just did a little X.
So when you take the first bite, it rips off into your mouth?
No, it actually hung in there. It was stuck on.
Okay.
Yeah, because of the way I obliterated it in the oven. Yeah, but it was good. Although, we get to the final segment, and, you know, the whole studio now smells like onions. It was a great smell, which I think. And Haley goes to me, it's in the commercial break, she goes, "I don't like meatloaf." So you got to at least taste it.
Yeah.
You know, you're doing it. I mean, I was going to eat it. I had no problem with it. I've had it before. And she's like, "Oh, this is good." I said,
"She didn't think so."
Well, I could tell by the look in her eye. There's like, "Oh my God, I don't like this."
Yeah, yeah.
But the band that was there, the Followers, we saw them perform. They are all there. And wife also enjoyed the meatloaf very much.
I have a question.
Yes. Did I bring some in for you guys? No.
No, I don't want to taste your meatloaf.
No, me
serious
either.
Question.
Yeah.
Do you bring your own cookware to that show, or do they supply it?
Oh, here we go. It's Katrina the cookware. They supply it.
They supplied you with the apron, right?
They definitely did not supply 1972 pots and pans. I'm a Pinterest person. Everything is about looking, you know, the image and the Instagram photos and whatever.
Exactly.
And you pull out your grandmother's cookware. I'm like, "Oh my God."
Yeah, those pots and pans made the trip from the Bronx, huh, there, medic?
See, Freddie was watching. Sitting around, whatever.
I support you, though. I'm not going to sit here and try to.
They had, like, tan flowers on them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From the JCPenney guide thing, whatever it was.
That's where the scalloped potatoes go on Thanksgiving.
Are you going to do that again today? Because
No. I told her. I said I'm not cooking anymore.
There's
a lot of work in cooking.
The audience was like, "Woo!"
Yeah. No, they probably.
If I was you, I'd throw a bag of popcorn in the microwave and just walk away, medic. Funny thing is, Haley probably loves meatloaf. She just saw the way you were preparing yours.
Exactly.
Saw the way you were preparing yours, and she didn't want to hurt your feelings, so she just told you overall that she hates meatloaf.
Yeah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.